doors are gaping open with clothes hanging out. Whoever packed did so in a hurry. Carla's eyes sweep over a high shelf where toys and trinkets are stored out of the way. Three ballerina jewelry boxes stand open, the little dancers with their arms over their heads. Behind them, the hula hoops are lined up, each one a different color so the girls won't fight. "I just can't decide," Carla admits. She seems on the verge of tears, tucking stray hair behind her ears. "Girls," we hear their mother calling from the hall. "What do I choose?" Carla asks me desperately, as if I know what she'll need in the United States of America, where I've never been. "Your jewelry box," I suggest. "It'll be a way to take more than one thing." The box is filled with Carla's bangles and her butterfly pin and her chain with a little cross, jewelry that isn't real gold. Carla nods, agreement. As I climb up on a chair, my eye is caught by a snow globe with a tiny deer nibbling the ground. I can't resist giving it a shake, stirring up the snowstorm until I cannot see the little deer. "That's mine," Yo cries out, reaching her hands for it. "That's what I'm taking." "That's so stupid, Yo," Carla scolds. She rolls her eyes at me, as if the two of us know better than to take a snow globe to a place where there's already going to be snow. "You're the stupid one," Yo shoots back. Soon the two of them are shouting. It doesn't take much to get two Garcia girls arguing. Their raised voices draw their mother to the room.